PET-CT is possibly appropriate for response evaluation. FDG PET is the method of choice for the assessment of response to therapy in non-Hodgkin lymphomas that show pretreatment FDG avidity and where PET is used for initial staging, such as diffuse large B-cell lymphoma, and it is superior to the CT. PET helps to characterize residual masses, and the absence or persistence of FDG uptake even after fewer than 3 chemotherapy courses permits the separation of patients into favorable and unfavorable prognosis categories. A case of NHL with bone involvement. Baseline before treatment images show the active lesions in the spine. Post-treatment scan shows a complete resolution of the hypermetabolic bone lesions in the spine, indicating complete response. PET-CT is potentially appropriate for restaging. FDG PET should be considered to the conventional workup for restaging NHL in patients who were treated with curative intent and PET used for initial staging. The greatest benefit is more accurate detection of the extent of the disease. A case of gastric DLBL. Baseline staging study showed the hypermetabolic gastric mass and the liver infiltration on MEAT PET and axial fused PET-CT images. After 4 cycles of chemotherapy, PET-CT showed complete metabolic resolution of the primary presentations of the disease, but also showed suspicious new focal splenic lesion. However, if the FDG PET findings are positive and would change the management plan, further confirmation by biopsy is mandatory. Another indication for PET in this context is to direct biopsy if Richter's transformation is suspected in low-grade NHL.